he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey there.
Hi,
What's
Jay.
Going on?
We, a lot of times, tend to think of the British. They're very, very prim, very proper.
Yes.
24,000. Pretty big number.
Yeah.
That's the number of attempts that were made to access pornography in the House of Parliament in just a few months last year.
Well, but have we put them up against our houses and Senate? Because I bet we beat it.
This isn't about us. This isn't about us.
Well played, Ken. Well played.
They said 160 per day on average requests for
pornography. We have 435 up there. I'm thinking we'll beat it.
Again, well done.
I got all the faith in the world in us.
That's
on
true.
This.
In Florida, we've got a guy who I think he started with a story and now his pride won't let him go back on it. Mm-hmm. And it's actually going to court. He says he was attacked by a bobcat. He's a contractor. Attacked by a bobcat inside a woman's condo. He was doing a safety inspection.
Okay.
And a bobcat attacked him. He filed a lawsuit against her for illegally keeping the bobcat.
Uh-huh.
She just has a 10-pound house cat. It's a long-haired house cat. He's 3.5. She says he's generally friendly, but like any animal, if something happens and they get cornered, it's going to lash out. She said it has acted kind of funny ever since this guy was in her condo checking the place out. But he's maintaining bobcat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
10
bobcat. Pounds. I wouldn't even mistake that for a bobcat. My cat's 17 pounds. It's not a bobcat.
I think he got scratched. Got a nasty scratch and ran into his buddies later. They were having a couple of beers. And they're like, what happened? Uh-huh. He's like, oh, I got scratched. What was it? It was a bobcat. I'm still alive. And he's got to ride the lie out.
Sure. No, that makes sense now. I gotcha.
Go with a cougar, though. I was attacked by a cougar. It could mean a couple of things.
Yes. Uh-huh. Either way.
Right.
Back scratches, yes.
Just do a giggle after a creepy giggle. You don't have to say anything more.
Yeah, leave them wondering. Leave them wanting more.
Or as Kurt just knows it, giggle. Finally, we have a United Airlines flight. Started out in Chicago, was headed to Hong Kong. That's a long flight. Stopped in Alaska, though. A little bit of a pit stop, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
They had to clean things up. They had a guy who had vandalized two of the lavatories. Huh. It wasn't like he just, threw his paper towels on the sink or something like that. No, he spread his poop all over them.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
This was just last week. He had to be interviewed through a translator. They took him, obviously, in for a mental evaluation. But yeah, you're on a flight. Imagine if it had been, they'd been past Alaska. They take off from Chicago, they get past Alaska, and suddenly you notice a little bit of a smell.
Mm-hmm.
Both lavatories completely covered.
Yeah, well, you toss him out.
Right.
Smear your poop all over that wall.
I have no problem with it. And that's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the...
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.